I'll start off with a little bit of background information because it's probably necessary. If I would walk over to a nitva, I'll be the tofeya. I'm claiming money from him. And I say, you owe me $100. And the nitva says, by horn, I don't owe you anything. He's pacha. That's a taina called kofer bakol. I was tofeya $100 and he's kofer against everything. He rejects the whole claim. He's kofer bakol. He's pacha from a shvua daraisa. It happens to be there's another shvua called the shvua hesis that he makes, which is a shvua derabana, but he's pacha from a shvua. That's it. Okay, good. Let's say I walk over and say, I owe you $100. And he says, my horn, I don't owe you anything. I'm totally exempt from everything. And I say, I have Aiden, two Aiden that say you owe me $100. I say you borrowed money. You say you never borrowed money. And the Aiden say, hey, Mr. Nitva, we saw you borrow money. You're a lova. So the did is, again, I would win because I have two Aiden. That's all background information. Now let's get a little more, let's talk about the case a little closer to what we're going to get to. There's another halacha, which is, if let's say I say, okay, you owe me $100, and you're kofer by call. You say, I owe you nothing, and I have one eight, an eight echo. What's the halacha? The halacha is the nitva has to make a shavua, but a shavua daraisa. If he's kofer by call, he may make a shavua darabana, but he's pater shavua daraisa, and then he's a shavua sasis. But if I have an eight echo, who supports my taina, I say, you owe me $100. Eid Echad says, that's right, you owe me $100. I saw you borrow the money. You're like, I never borrowed the money. You're not chayiv to pay. You're chayiv to make a shvua. And there's a din of mishen yichol l'shava yishalim. If you're not unwilling to swear, well, that's very incriminating. And therefore, you have to give me the money. But you can pat to yourself with a shvua. That's the din of Eid Echad. Shvua is Eid Echad. It's a shvua mid-daraisa. It's one of the three daraisa shvuas. There are three daraisa shvuas. One's on kofar bakol. One's on Mode de Mikzas, where I say you owe me $100, like only 50. And the third is Shavuos HaShomim. Fine. That's called the Shavuos Eidecha. What would the halacha be if I would say, you know, I don't remember if you owe me money or not. I may have lent it to you. I remember taking the 100 shekels out, $100 out. I don't remember if I gave it to you or not. Did I lend you the money? Did I not lend you the money? I just can't remember. And you say, absolutely not. You have a tainus kofer bakol, tainus bari of kofer bakol. I have a tainus shema, and you have a tainus bari. That's called bari b'shema. The rule is bari yadif. You win. Because maybe you owe me money. You're like, no, so we trust in no. Bari b'shema, bari yadif. Here comes the interesting shaila. You ready? What would be the case if, let's say, I walk over to the nitva and I say, hey, nitva, you owe me $100, I think, I can't remember. Tayin Shema, maybe I borrowed, maybe I gave it to you, maybe I didn't, I gave it to someone, can't remember who, I took it out, don't know, whatever it is, a suffix. And I have Tayin Shema, and you have Tayin Bari. And then an Eid Echad walks over and says, why are you being kofer bakol, Mr. Nitva? I saw you borrow the money, I saw you take it. Right, Rav Horn? I don't remember, Rav Horn doesn't remember, the Toveya doesn't remember. I'm towing $100, the tainus shema. He's kofer bakol, and I have an eight echad supporting me. Again, if I would have two eight, you'd have to pay. But I have eight echad. Hear the case? Would you say that the eight echad is mechayev shvua just like in tainus bari? Or would you say no? Only in the case of tainus bari does the eight echad mechayev shvua, but in the case of tainus shema, no. So this is, in fact, the machlokas between different Rishonim, the Rimagash and the Seches Shavuos, the Ran and the Seches, pardon me, the Rimagash quoted by the Ran, the Rebbeinu Ephraim quoted by the Ran, both really quoted by the Ran, by the Ritva, by the Rajva, by all the Chachmei Sfar. The Ran is found in the Dape Arif in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. They say, no, there's no Shavuos over here, there's no Chi of Shavuah. And many of the Chachmei Sfar, the Ramban, the Rajva, the Ritva, and the Ran, all in Masechet Shavuos and Daf Mem, except for the Ran and the Dape Arif, and again, your Testament Aleph, they all believe that there is a Chi of Shavuah. So, that's a really great question. Is there a Chi of Shavuah, yes or no? The answer is Machlokas HaRishonim. So, what's behind this Machlokas? Yeah?
Whether Shema's in the book,
excellent. When there's a tainus bari and an eid echad, together they create a chiyav shvua. Which of those is the primary central mechayiv? Is it my taina that's mechayiv, but just the eid echad supports my taina? Or is it the Eid Echad stands on his own 2 feet? What is the Eid Echad's function? In a classic case of Tainus Bar, you owe me $100 in your kofar bakol, the Eid Echad says, I saw it. Is the Eid Echad supporting my Taina? Basically, my Taina requires you to respond, but your kofar bakol is good enough unless my Taina is a super Taina. How does it become a super Taina? I have an Eid Echad who saw it. Alternatively, no. The Eid Echad isn't here to strengthen my Taina. The Eid Echad is here to offer information. He is here to clarify what he knows. And his Eidus, even as Eid Echad, is substantive, is strong enough, is accepted and based in to be Mechayev you a Shvuah. The Nafka Min would be our case of a Shvuah's, pardon me, of a Taina Eid Echad. If the Toveya, if the Toin, is saying Toin B'Taina Shema, so L'chora, according to the Rimagash of the Beinu Ephraim, there's no Chi of Shvuah, why? Because I have no Taina. The goal of an Eid Echad is to strengthen a Taina. Here I have no Taina, therefore there's no Shvuah. However, according to the other Chachmei Sfar, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran, they believe there is still a Chi of Shvuah, why? Because the Chi of Shvuah doesn't come from the Taina, comes from the Eid Echad. And here's a great conceptual methodological question. When an Eid Echad supports my Taina and I win, or a Mechayev Shvuah based upon that, which element of those two is actually Mechayev? Is it the Eid Echad or is it the Taina? This may also have some relevance to another Shaila about Eid Echad. Is it like a downgraded Eidus or an upgraded nothing? In other words, what's the goal of an Eid Echad? How similar is he to two Eidus? What's his job, etc., etc.? Maybe in some other context we'll have the opportunity to discuss that. But I wanted to briefly talk about this quick sugya of Eid Echad with the time.